Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Brustin Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me is Kyle Wallace, the Packer backer. Say some, Kyle.
Look good today, don't I?
Oh, that is swagalicious. Another free giveaway from the Brewers to Kyle Wallace.
Saturday's game. Get this nice crew neck. What is it? The Brewers.
I got you.
Brewers.com/tickets to get this dope crew neck sweater. Strofe said, oh, I really wanted that. Can I have it? I said, hell no, you can't have it. Don't shake your head, Strofe.
He's the beggar.
That's not what happened.
He was begging for it, boy. I said, no.
He's lying to you.
Got to go to the Brewers game this Saturday to get this great giveaway.
We'll be there on Friday.
That's the voice of Alex Strofe on the show. No Brad Northman. If you missed it, congratulations to the family on a healthy baby boy. UKVN Nation at 800-990-3776. Of course, that's the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. You can see our beautiful faces and the crew neck Kyle is talking about on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. As always, listen to us live, listen back on the easy-to-use, easy-to-customize ESPN Wisconsin app. Now, this is not where I thought Kyle's brain was going to be, but that's on me because I should have known where Kyle's brain was going to be even on a day like today. He's following the rule of Mark Tauscher. Mark Tauscher on Green Bay game night after the Packers beat the Lions 27-13 said, typically, there's that 24 hours of happiness, and then you sort of move on. But because of the way that Micah Parsons impacted the game against the Lions, he had granted 48 hours. And Kyle Wallace is taking full advantage of this 48 hours because Kyle has come in here today, and Strofe, what was the word he used about 15 times talking about our show, we didn't adequately give the Packers enough credit for their win. We didn't adequately do this yesterday. What's on your mind, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was just thinking about it as I was still basking in the victory of the Green Bay Packers, especially watching that putrid football game of the other NFC North teams yesterday. It made me just think to myself, dude, like, listening or, you know, reading what Jeff Hafley had to say about this football team and how impressed he was with this team and how big the victory was. We understated yesterday how big of a victory it was for the Green Bay Packers when they beat the Detroit Lions week one. I don't think we understood the fact that the Detroit Lions have been the big bad dogs of the NFC North. The Detroit Lions were 15-2 last year in the regular season, and that is a team that dominated us last year. They dominated us in the trenches last year. Remember when we were talking about how without Aiden Hutchinson and Za'Darius Smith, the Green Bay Packers offensive line and Jordan Love was under duress and being harassed without the Lions having the best D lineman. You remember that, Ben?
Yes, Kyle.
Boy, all it took was a flip of the calendar year into another football season for the Green Bay Packers to switch exactly that. Because for me, we got to talk about the fact that the defense and the offensive line won in the trenches. We didn't even talk about the fact that the Green...
We talked about
no,
that.
No, we didn't.
I literally have two social clips out there of me talking about them dominating the game on both sides of the ball, the way the offensive line protective love in that start of the game and set the tone, the way that Micah Parsons disrupted and helped the entire... We did a show on who was going to benefit most from Micah Parsons' impact.
Maybe it's the fact that you tried to turn the page.
I also said that Dan Campbell had a team that is known as knee biters. They looked like they quit in the second half. They rolled out their starters, but they knew that every time Jared Goff got the ball on the snap. You could see their lifeless bodies. They knew it was over. So I'm confused on how you're coming into the show today acting as if we didn't celebrate the fact.
Not enough credit. Not enough credit. A football team held the team that averaged its last season. Again, it was last season, over 400 yards per game. The Green Bay Packers held them to just a measly 246 yards of total offense. And a lot of that came on one of their last drives that was absolute garbage time. They held them without a touchdown until basically the end of the football game.
I called them thumping, Kyle. Yeah, thumping's not even a word. Domination.
I just feel like the Green Bay Packers didn't get enough credit. You turned the page yesterday, and fans started getting negative, talking about Jordan Love. There was far too much yesterday of us trying to nitpick and find something not to be joyous or happy about. We just mollywopped the division, back-to-back NFC North Divisional Champion.
Act like you've been there before, and you have.
I ain't been there with Jordan Love.
This is an expectation in Green Bay world.
And coming into the season, have we even asked, going into week one, if we asked, who would you rather have on your offense? Would you rather have the skill position guys of what the Detroit Lions have with Jameson Williams and with Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs? Who would you rather take? Everybody would have said the Lions, and guess what? They did diddly squat poo. Nothing. They got nothing going offensively. Amon-Ra St. Brown was Amon-Ra St. disappeared for most of that game on Sunday.
Nailed it.
Jameson Williams, he had one catch. I didn't see him have any impact. They had no explosive
plays. I still would make the argument that their skill position players are better.
But look what the Green Bay Packers
were able
to
utilize them because of the Packers' defense.
And that is the whole point, is that the Packers the Packers defeated a team that is going to be in the conversation at the end of the year, and everybody is trying to figure out this. The headlines out of Detroit, the headlines nationally is this. It's not the Packers shut down Detroit. Is the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, is that a problem? Are the Lions missing? Are they missing Ben Johnson? Is Jared Goff going to be good without Ben Johnson? So I'm just saying.
Where are you reading this? Because the ESPN Power Rankings came out, and the Packers are fourth.
Yeah, they're fourth, but people are still trying to figure out whether or not the Lions aren't going to be good because of offensive coordinator versus the Packers being that damn dominant.
I think you're doing that. I think you've created a straw man argument in your head that no one is excited about the way that the Green Bay Packers played on Sunday. Strofe, am I missing something?
Yeah. No, I don't think you're missing anything. I think it's Kyle that's missing something.
Yeah,
it's all the love for his green and gold that has been galore. I mean, like, I can pull 800 national personalities talking about how impressive the Packers were on Sunday. If you'd like me to.
Maybe I just feel like it's been an understated and undersold.
Hold on. Do we need to do like a Packers positivity hour to like make you feel better? Because Kyle, if I'm not mistaken, you just accused us of not talking about the trenches, which by the way, we did the entire show on yesterday. And then secondly, I believe multiple times throughout yesterday's show, I said the words, the Packers look like the best team in the National Football League this weekend.
Shof, I'm not accusing you. I might be accusing Ben and some other folks, but I'm not accusing you.
What are you accusing me of? I said they made the Lions quit.
The joy.
A Dan Campbell team quit.
I just don't want to turn the page.
They had lifeless souls out there at Lambeau Field.
They did.
I understand if you don't want to turn the page, but buddy, the Packers play in 48 hours. We got to turn the page.
I just love the excitement that I have for the Green Bay Packers. It's just, like I said, sky high.
Did you know
they were so good on Sunday? And after seeing the rest of the NFL, y'all, the Packers clearly, as Strofe said yesterday before everybody, the Packers arguably the best team in the NFL.
They're next to the Eagles,
the best team,
the Ravens,
they
the Bills.
There's no team
in the power
there
rankings.
No better,
the four best teams are right there.
There's
the Chiefs
no
did
team
look bad, so they're behind the Chiefs.
There was no team in NFL, KBN Nation. There's no team in the NFL that had a more complete football game than what you watched on Sunday with the Green Bay Packers.
That is completely fair.
Against an opponent of that level. They made them look average. They made the Lions look average. The Green Bay Packers, who have struggled with the Detroit Lions, who have been out-tough, out-manned, just less physical than the Detroit Lions the last 2 to 3 years we have played them, we made them look average. We made them look like they did not belong. And that's why my level of excitement is still high for this Green Bay Packers, and I cannot wait to see them try to back up what they did on Sunday again on Thursday against the Washington Commanders.
I just say this. The only team that may have looked more complete or played a more complete game is the Washington Commanders. However,
the Giants, stop it.
That's what I was about to say, Kyle.
You need to take a breath.
I don't need to do anything. I need y'all to get on the bandwagon with me.
I was going to say,
the
only team that played as complete of a game as the Packers on Sunday was the Commanders. But they did it against the lowly Giants. The Packers did it against the Lions. I was giving the Packers a compliment.
He just doesn't give us a chance. I think he's got selective hearing. He's hearing what he wants to hear
like
right
my
now.
My fiance, why don't you chill with all that?
Well, maybe she's on to something.
My hearing's great. I go to the doctor every other year.
I think Kyle's on to something.
It might be great, but it doesn't mean you're actually listening. Hearing and listening are two different things.
So y'all feel good
about
hearing
noises. You're not listening to what we're saying.
So KBN Nation and y'all feel good about the hype around the Green Bay Packers. You don't feel like anybody's understating
Kyle,
how big of a victory this was.
I prepared Potawatomi Casino odds to represent how not even national pundits locally, how sportsbooks are viewing how great the Packers' performance was.
All right, well, again, if y'all feel that way, I didn't feel that way, but I just feel like we got to continue to give the Green Bay Packers their roses for what they did on Sunday.
Nick,
I'm not ready to turn
in
the page. What up, Nick?
And the Carvelous Talking Text Line. I love Kyle, but he must have some short-term memory loss. Who were you talking to last night? Did you call like a Lions fan
who was trying to
bring you down?
Maybe
on the
it's
way?
The thing that I've just hearing a lot of conversations talking about the worry and the concern with the Detroit Lions of that. Oh man, their offensive coordinators, and I don't want to hear about the offensive coordinators. I get that played a role, but the Green Bay Packers won in convincing fashion, where it didn't matter who the hell the offensive coordinator was, the Packers are going to win that game on Sunday. They could have had Ben Johnson as their offensive coordinator. The Packers were going to win that game on Sunday. And so that's why I just want us to get a lot more credit than what I feel like the Green Bay Packers have been given. I ain't worried about the coordinators. I want to talk about how this team looks like the best team in the NFL.
They do look like the best team in the NFL based off the complimentary football that they played against, as you mentioned, the two-time defending NFC North champions Lions, who have been to an NFC championship more recent and are coming off a 15-win season. And I know losing coordinators is a conversation, but ultimately, Dan Campbell is the head coach, and he's responsible for the victories, right? And who's on his staff. Like, you can't take away what the Packers did and just say, well, they were missing the coordinators. Well, they still have a lot of talent. They still have the same head coach that everyone was praising the Lions for getting them out of the dumps. Now, I do think the Lions are going to rebound. I don't think they're going to win 15 games. It's just hard to do. I mean, like if they were that good, they probably would have got by the Commanders last year in the divisional round, but they didn't. They have flaws, and their flaws are if you get pressure in Jared Goff's face early and often, we saw what the Packers were able to do, and then they were able to continue to make him uncomfortable even in the second half when he couldn't move on the goal line because they couldn't move the football running it. Throwing it, passing it. The Packers played great. I don't know why I'm trying to sell Kyle on how great the Packers were on Sunday.
How good were they, Ben?
They were amazing, Kyle. They couldn't have played a more flawless game on all three phases, too. You saw special teams operate at a high level.
Turnovers.
Penalties were much lower than they were.
It started off rocky with the first play of the game being a penalty by Bo Melton, but then it cleaned up.
But it got cleaned up. Everything's great. Right. But I will say we'll talk to Mark Tauscher coming up next, not at 2:30, but at 2:15. So I do want to get to him because I want to see if he's hearing what Kyle's hearing.
Maybe because I talked to a Vikings fan.
See, I knew it. And I talked to him and got in his ear.
Maybe because I talked to some non-Packers.
Was that today or yesterday?
That was today.
That's foolish of
you.
Oh,
so it's after J.J. McCarthy looked really good in the fourth quarter.
It's foolish of you to let somebody who's a Vikings fan affect how you feel about the Green Bay Packers.
I feel like the respect isn't there from just everybody. I mean, everybody needs to respect the fact that the Green Bay, everybody who is a football fan should be respecting what the Green Bay Packers did on Sunday.
Kyle feels like his favorite team is not getting the proper amount of respect from one of the team's arch rivals. Fan bases.
Can you believe that?
Wow. Shocking.
Literally, I talked about this yesterday before the Bears and Vikings played. I was in a wedding. Or I wasn't in a wedding. I was at a wedding in Chicago. And guess what both fan bases were doing, Chicago Bears fans and Vikings fans alike? Anointing their team contenders for the NFC North.
I mean, J.J. McCarthy always had a baby named after him, right?
One drunk Minnesota Vikings fan's friend did have a baby, and he asked him, did you name him J.J.? He did not, but that's how much he was foolish. Now, J.J., I will give him credit after that pick six. Did play great in the fourth quarter, and the Bears bared. The Bears do what the Bears do.
Dude, it's just a timeless tradition. It's truly unbelievable.
Somebody texted me, because obviously my brother Jonathan's a huge Bears fan. And they go, do you text? I was like, nah, I just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Ooh. I feel like Michael Jackson with that popcorn gif.
I did get an official statement from Jonathan Brust. I forgot to tell you that before the show.
Oh man. Great. I can't wait to hear
that. We'll
get
to that. But I'm going to tell you quickly about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because I mean, Gina deserves all the time in the world to be talked about. And when I think about getting 0% interest for up to 5 years, I literally did that myself. The whole first floor of my home has been redone with beautiful windows and had some people over, and they were like, oh, wow, this has changed significantly. And I was like, hey, check this out. When I open up my window, whoop, there's the hidden screen. So when you look at the exterior of my home, the windows look beautiful outside and in. Plus, it's helped save money on my energy bill, which is obviously anytime you invest in a product and then it's helping you save money on the back end, huge. With the financing offer that they provide, huge. With the home value upgrade, with those new windows in the area that I'm in, huge. So if you're looking for a huge change at an affordable price because they can work with you, call Gina's team. 855-PELLA-WI or PellaWI.com. Order by the end of the month and you'll get 0% interest for up to 5 years. PellaWI.com. Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer. Excited to talk to Old T next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
You know Italian. What do you mean?
You know Italian?
You do know Italian.
Oh, you know Italian.
Yeah,
he's right.
Oui, oui.
That's French.
But you had gelato.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Joining us now on Kyle Brustin Nortman is the Packers Hall of Famer. Listen to Tausch Old T with Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch 9 to noon every day across these stations. What's up, Tauschy?
What is good, Benny? How are you?
I will say this. Kyle is taking your rule right to the bank right now. Typically, it's 24 hours to enjoy the win. You had granted 48 hours. It almost felt like you were like giving like a kid a piece of paper to give to the teacher to like not show up to school. Kyle is just cloud 1000 today about the Green Bay Packers and what they did to the Lions, and I agree. He feels like nationally in what he's hearing that people are underselling what the Packers did to the Lions. Do you feel that way?
No, not at all. I don't think anybody's underselling.
Me too. Okay, much, thank you.
I mean, there's people putting out, you know, if you're into those sort of things, we're the prohibitive favorites to win the North now by a lot.
Should be.
So everything has changed. I said this, you know, last week, and I'll continue to say it. When Micah Parsons came into town, everything changed, and it changed. And then when you see validation of what everybody thought, I don't know anybody that's like, I watch Get Up, and I watch all the shows, and you know, we do our show. I think everybody is so excited. Now, I still give Philadelphia credit. I mean, you know, those power rankings, they had Buffalo. Somebody put Baltimore ahead of
the Packers.
I think that's absurd. But as far as in the big picture, I don't think anybody is looking at the NFC in a way outside of Philadelphia deserves their stripes because they're the champs. But Green Bay looked a heck of a lot better than Philly did.
Exactly. Are you a words of affirmation guy, Kyle?
I don't go seeking words of it. I like
it feels like it
I like
today.
Acknowledgement. No, I just want to make sure.
What's your love language?
Time, quality time.
Okay, we'll give you that today. Tausch, obviously, you mentioned how things change with Micah from a holistic standpoint, but we saw the impact that he could have even in the 29 snaps. If you had to pick somebody for the rest of the season. Because we did this exercise yesterday, and there was a lot of different answers, and they all are right in their own ways. Who do you think is impacted the most the rest of the season? Who will benefit the most? LVN, Gary, Ooh. Edgerrin Cooper?
Ooh, great question. I think originally I would say Rashawn Gary, just because I think his sack numbers and everything else, because of all of the attention that Mike is going to bring, but I'm going to go throw a curveball at you, and he obviously had a good game the other night. I think Evan Williams. So now you're looking at it, and you say, all right, we got to find where 29 is. We're not going to let Xavier McKinney make a play. Ball's going to have to come out faster. You're going to have a lot less eyes there, and we saw this, you know, on Sunday where Micah beat Penei Sewell right off the bat. I think Evan Williams sees that, jumped it, and made a heck of a play. And as you continue to go, you don't get less aware of all of those things. You get more aware. And his instincts, everybody's kind of sleeping. I think he is going to be looked at, and he is going to be the guy that ends up creating more turnovers because of, you know, directly because of what Micah Parsons can do, and that pass rush that's going to be that much better because he's here.
Just like the dog of the game, I respect that you don't always try and take the low-hanging fruit.
That's true. Low-hanging fruit, you always want to go a little bit higher, get that fresh stuff. People aren't nibbling at that. You know, different animals nibbling on the low-hanging fruit.
I like easy low-hanging fruit. Love nibbling. But Tausch.
That sounded super creepy.
What's wrong with you today? You're weird.
It sounded creepy.
I was just
ask your question.
Sure, I'll ask it. I just was saying what you said. But in the second half, Matt LaFleur seemed to take the pedal off the gas just a tidbit, I think, to the detriment of Jordan Love. Do you put Jordan Love's second half performance on the fact that his head football coach and Matt LaFleur kind of eased up on the lines a little bit, it seems like?
No. I mean, I think you play the game and you understand what the flow is. Obviously, I'm sure you're referring to, you know, throwing a pick that was called back in the play before. Those were, you know, bad decisions, bad throws. That happens. You obviously wanted to establish the run and get Josh Jacobs going. And when you have a lead and you see what your defense is doing to the opposing team, you're not interested in putting up 50 points. What you're interested in doing is what's the formula to win that game that day. And I think it was pretty clear that Detroit was going to struggle to move the football. And I think he wanted to go Josh Jacobs run the football. They weren't very successful in the first half running it, got better in the second half. So I guess I just disagree with your fundamental first point on it.
Well, I guess my biggest concern is that I really want us to put our foot on people's necks and not let up, especially with the personality of this football team. I think it's very important that we set the tone early. But
you can, Kyle, you can put the foot on the neck by playing Micah Parsons late in a game when you're ahead. Like, that to me is putting the – I mean, it would have been real easy for you to say, oh, you're up 24-6. Let's just pull our guys. Micah was out there. Like, there's different ways. Not everything has to be, I'm going to run and gun and throw bombs and do all this other stuff. There can be different ways to put the pedal down and or put your throat on it or put your foot on a throat, whatever, however you want to put it. And I would actually disagree and say, if you look at what they did defensively, they had a guy that they were on a snap count to out there hunting at the end of the game.
To the game flow conversation too, Tausch, I mean, when they did score both field goals, it took a lot of time off the clock, so there shouldn't have been a rush for the Green Bay Packers to try and do something quickly when – the Lions were doing us a favor by bleeding out the clock and not putting 7 on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you want to, you know, I think in games like that, you look at time of possession and some of those things. You also don't, especially realizing you have a game coming up on Thursday, you don't want one side of the football be, you know, you prefer having your offense out on the field a lot longer than defense. And that was the one thing, you know, when you looked up at the scoreboard, the time of possession was skewed pretty heavily in the before the fourth quarter started. So that's the other part of, you know, Kyle's concerns about stepping on throats with Jordan. You want to also balance that part of it out. So there's, I think, I'm sure there's more to every equation that you look at, but I thought Green Bay handled that very well.
Talking with Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher here on Kyle Brustin-Ortman across ESPN with Wisconsin. And Tauschie, we won't talk to you until Thursday, so this would be like a Wednesday almost leading into, or I guess we talked to you on Tuesday. So you get my overall point. The next opponent is the Commanders, and Jared Goff and Jaden Daniels are two very different quarterbacks. How much do the Packers have to adjust what they did from a pass rush standpoint to contain Jaden Daniels?
That's a great question. And I know Jason, when he goes over today, that was kind of the thought I asked because, you know, most of the times you have to, you know, it's called like a muddle rush where you stay in your lanes, you get to certain depths and you stay because you can't let guys like this get outside of the pocket. But, you know, my thing is I still think now this just is different. We saw Micah chase down and Jared Goff is nowhere in the same athletic category as Jaden Daniels. But we saw his athleticism, and it's just a different gear. When you have somebody like that, you still want to obviously contain and keep him in the pocket, make him beat you from there. But I just feel like this defense with him and Cooper, I don't know many quarterbacks that are going to be outrunning those guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different, and that's the beauty, and that's why I think everybody's so excited. It's not the same old, oh, you have to play this, and you have to put a spy. Now, there might be some times that that's the road you pick. But you're going to be able to dictate it. It's not sitting here as a defense anymore and saying, well, we have to do this, this, this. When you're a dominant defense, and that's what we all hope this is going to end up being on a consistent week-in, week-out basis, you're dictating to them. Who dictated flow on Sunday?
The Green Bay Packers did.
And now whether or not that happens again Thursday, I would think this is going to be the goal, is you determine how this is going to go. You determine it, because you have to account for boom. You have to account for 56. All of a sudden, that starts limiting what you can do as an offense. And when that's the case, that's when you know you got them.
Yeah, Tausch, one thing I said going into the game against the Lions, I really felt like that game was going to set the tone for the season, most important game of the season. We argued whether or not that was it, was or wasn't, but I thought it was huge to get that victory. But when I look at this Thursday night game, I think this game dictates exactly what the pecking order is going to be for the NFC if the Green Bay Packers win this game. So if the Packers beat the Commanders here, are they going to end up being a clear-cut favorite in the NFC?
I'm going to stick with Philly just because I've been you have to respect the heart of a champion. And I do. Philadelphia is going to be, right where they're going to want to be. Their defense did not look as good as last year because they lost a lot of guys.
And they signed Zedarius.
This is one of those scenarios where I just think Philadelphia deserves the credit, but Green Bay can put a big stamp. I think most of us, prior to Carson's being signed, probably looked at this and said, oh, you go 1-1, and then you got a little bit of a softer part of your schedule. You get rolling. Mm-hmm. That all changed. And the expectations have changed. So yeah, I don't, even if like say something bad happens, we don't win the game or something like that. I don't think it's going to change my overall, it'll change that week, but I don't know if it changes my overall attitude about it. You give Washington a ton of credit if they can come in and do it. It's one thing saying, it's another thing doing it. But yeah, if Washington comes in and moves the ball and it just has a day, all of a sudden, then you start wondering, is this defense as good as this? I firmly believe the athleticism and the talent that they have is going to make it very difficult for Washington to sustain a lot of drives. And we'll find out if that is what happens on Thursday.
T, you got anything for us?
Let me think. I don't have anything for you guys. There's so much excitement. And I don't know why people, we had the reason that you brought that up in the beginning, Benny, was on the postgame show. Somebody said, calm down. And I'm like, well, you can calm down on Wednesday night or Thursday and getting ready for Washington. You're not playing. What if you're a Packer fan, this first week could not have went better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing you could go through other than a couple guys maybe being a little bit dinged up. Like, what else would you want? Like, everything fell the way we hoped it would. And that's pretty exciting.
Well, Tausch, we appreciate the time, and next time we talk to you, we will be reacting to what happened on Thursday. Make sure you listen to Tausch and Homer on the Green Bay Game Night post-game show this Thursday, coming up after Thursday Night Football. Thanks, T.
Thank you, boys.
That's Mark Tausch, your Packer Hall of Famer. Listen to him on Wildy and Tausch, 9 and noon across these various stations. And check us out, Kyle, Bruston, Ortman, tomorrow at Road America, because it is one of my favorite places. I can't wait to come in through the gate, drive the car in, look around the track, see all the activities that you can do as a family for an event. You can camp out. You can rent an RV. You can bring your own RV. They have great food. You can do corporate events. The racing's always amazing. And that's what's next, is the Aaron's Art of Wheels, the 12th through the 14th, coming this weekend. So if you're looking for something this weekend without your favorite team playing on Sunday, I got some for you. That is Aaron's Art of Wheels at Road America, with kids 16 and under free, with a paying adult at the gate. Something for everyone at Road America. Affordable family fun. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. That's roadamerica.com. Tausch mentioned the NFC North and the division and the Packers being favorites. I want to dive deeper into how much the game yesterday of the the Vikings and the Bears played an effect, and the throttling of the Lions from the Packers plays on those odds, and what the outlook is for the NFC North. Don't go anywhere. Kyle, Bruston, Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle, Bruston, Ortman, KBN.
What are you going to do with the video?
It was going to be on Snapchat if I got the pick right.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Yeah. On the Carbless talking text line, 800-990-3776. Liss is more. You're listening to Kyle Bruston Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin with no Nortman. Throw front on the show. Earning a barn. I've said it before. Kyle is weird and delusional.
Thanks, Ernie. Appreciate you, brother.
Chef Ed chimes in. The number one thing that Micah brings to the team, Micah, is mentality. You're Micah. Cooking with Chef Ed.
Micah.
Mentioned it yesterday. It is early, as Jason Wildea said. There had been rumors about who he was as a teammate in Dallas, but I can only go with what I've seen as a Green Bay Packer, and he has been dynamite. Has said all the right things. The performance on the field, the care of the teammates.
That's the big thing, man. Mentioning your teammates by name, right? And then on top of that, we talked about the level of excitement after he got that sack. That is a whole bunch of guys galvanizing and wanting to support somebody who they know is new, but also know how impactful that he can be. So, I'm with Chef Ed. You're cooking Chef Ed because Michael Parsons' mentality and his overall skill set is definitely going to benefit this Green Bay Packers roster.
Yeah, and I do think that the narrative shifted fast. I mean, it shifted fast as soon as the Packers traded for Micah Parsons. The odds for the Super Bowl, the North, the NFC Championship, it all dropped, but it's dropped even further. Maybe it was because Homer said this on Green Bay Game Night.
Division's over. I will be shocked if the Packers don't win the division. Is that an overreaction? No. That's the result of watching this game. And the players the Packers have. And how did anything weird happen in this game? They didn't really have any offense in the second half, and they still won 27-6.
I love that he says 27-6. Love that he said 27-6.
I love
that. Is the North the Packers to lose 800-990-3776? Because when I look at what the odds were. Before Micah Parsons, the Packers were the Lions were like plus 110, plus 120, basically favorites, right? And the Packers were around plus 200-ish. Then you trade for Micah Parsons, they're about dead even with the Lions. After all four teams within the division have played, and this is obviously subject to change throughout the year, but I think this changed because you saw the results of what you traded for on the field, and you saw the whole defense thrive the way they did. Currently, the Packers are minus 120. So they are the favorites, and you have to lay money down in order to get your money back. Next on the list, this was a shocker to me. The Vikings are plus 300 to win the NFC North.
Wait, ahead of the Lions?
The Lions are plus 400.
See, that's the disrespect I'm talking about. Y'all asking about that's disrespect.
And the Bears are plus 1,000.
They think the Lions are bad.
So, it could to some people that could be value, but to me it's not, because I truly believe what Homer said, and I truly believe what Tausch said. What the Packers showed is it is theirs to lose, and I wouldn't want to take a flyer on a team that you see, like, you have a formula. You have a formula of beating the Lions. It's making Jared Goff uncomfortable. You didn't see the Lions dominate the Lions line of scrimmage. You didn't see them throw any trick plays out there or anything outlandish. They were bland. They were boring. And they'll add more flair. They have enough talent
Very
to be a good
boring.
Team. But they're not going to win 15 games. And to me, the story is the Packers.
Division's over.
And Kyle, it's weird because I feel like I'm doing the same show as I did yesterday, talking about the Packers glowingly, and you coming into the show today because somebody who's a Vikings fan in our office got in your
and
head.
And I'm mad at these odds, too.
Division's
Who
over.
Cares about the odds? The odds
that's
focus
disrespectful.
On the Green no, Bay Packers.
Division's no, over.
I'm with
that's
you.
What matters no, here. I'm, not the Lions, not the Vikings, not the Bears. Within a flip of a switch, within 3 weeks, you literally had a trade for Micah Parsons. The odds get closer. Then you have product on the field with Micah Parsons, and the odds further even apart.
Yeah.
By next week, it could be Lions plus 300 and the Vikings 400. But guess who that favorite's going to be? No matter what the result is to the Commanders, going to be the Green Bay Packers as the favorite.
And I think it should be the Green Bay Packers as the favorite. What, as Homer just said, he said it perfectly, but then on top of what we saw last night as well, when you put all that together, the Green Bay Packers are clearly the best team in the NFC North. Homer was right with his rant. The NFC North is absolutely over. The Packers already displayed what they can do to the Detroit Lions. And then
Division's
we saw
over.
Yep. And then we saw what the Lions and the Bears could do yesterday. And they both look very bad. They look like two teams that have very young quarterbacks that are inexperienced. The great thing about the Green Bay Packers as part of this rebuild that we had post Aaron Rodgers is the fact that we got an opportunity to rebuild our team, being young, but also developing. but also when they were developing, they were winning football games. They made the playoffs both years. And so overall, we are steps ahead of where the Lions are, and we're steps ahead of where the Bears are simply because we still have our quarterback leading this football team. So Homer's absolutely right. The NFC North is absolutely over. We already up 1-0 against the Lions, and looks like we're going to end up sweeping the Bears this year and probably sweeping the Vikings as well. So, I mean, this is a...
I think you need to caution yourself with stuff like that.
With what? Sweeping the Vikings and sweeping the Lions? I mean, sweeping the Bears?
The Bears, yes. But, like...
The Vikings did not look good at all yesterday.
See, this is where I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of, like the Vikings, but it is week one. Their quarterback was good in the fourth quarter. But, like, what Kevin O'Connell is a really good coach who led Sam Darnold and that team to a really good season. And last night, if you believe it or not, the Vikings only gave up 10 points. Brian Flores is a really good defensive coordinator. They invested in their team. J.J. McCarthy might grow all throughout the season. I'm not saying that they're
going to... Their offensive line looked worse than what the Detroit Lions offensive line looked and what the Green Bay Packers adding...
Not throughout the whole game.
The majority of the game.
And it's week one. Okay, this is what I don't want you to do.
You're not going
to
be...
You're going to anoint the Packers right now 17-0 by just listing off team and saying, that's a win.
Yeah, I was taking a look at this good old...
I know it's in front of you. That's why I'm nervous.
You get past the Commanders and the Bengals, I mean...
Division's over. I agree with the division being over, but what are you putting this team at wins wise right now? Because I want to get the Kyle Wallace record prediction with the Cloud 1000.
With the way they played last year, right, being all teams that were basically average football teams, this could be a 14 win football team. This can be an easy 14 win football team.
Easy?
If they perform
easy.
When you look at the schedule,
week
the Browns
by week
and the
performing at that high of a level is tough.
Next, this game on Thursday will determine exactly what direction the Green Bay Packers season is going to go for sure. Because if you win back-to-back games against playoff teams, the Packers had a very tough schedule starting this season. If you start 2-0 against the Lions and the Commanders, you know against the Cleveland Browns, you're going to have to go against Myles Garrett. He's going to be harassing your quarterback. You're going to have the Micah returning to Dallas. But you know your football team has a great opportunity to run the table up until you have that game on November 10th against the Philadelphia Eagles. Because when you look at the schedule after the Commanders, every single one of those games, the Green Bay Packers will be favored. Every single one of those games, they will be favored.
I mean, they might be favored in 14 of the 17 games this year, most likely.
Well, that's your 14 wins right there. But NFC North...
Just because you're favored doesn't mean you win.
The NFC North is completely over. Homer was correct. I mean, there was that performance that they put on the field showed everybody. And then once you see exactly what the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears were yesterday, they are not... Those two teams aren't even better than the Detroit Lions. They're not. The Bears aren't close to the Detroit Lions. The Vikings, because of their quarterback, they're not close to the Detroit Lions either. It goes to Green Bay, then it goes Detroit. That's what the pecking order is in the NFC North. So this is going to be a coast of the NFC North for the Green Bay Packers.
A coast.
And it is so great because we talked about it before the year. The Packers had to take steps, right? You can't skip steps. And before, we really didn't care about winning the NFC North. But now winning the NFC North was something that was very important to us because it's something that we had not done. This team hasn't accomplished anything, and that is the first accomplishment that they can get.
Look,
this year.
I am as optimistic as anyone with what I saw on Sunday. But there is something to a sample size. And a sample size of playing at that high of a level of something. Like, because that is something that – we've all been clamoring for. Seeing a performance like that start to finish where you dominate.
They didn't have any letdown games. The Bears, I don't count that as a letdown because Josh Jacobs didn't play and our quarterback got hurt. They didn't have letdown games.
What you need to stop right now is thinking about 2024. 2025 is a whole new season. There's teams that don't make the playoffs every year that end up making the playoffs. And you don't know who they are. Last year, what were we circling? The 49ers as the biggest game of the season. That wasn't the biggest game of the season last year. So all I'm saying is enjoy this. But still stay focused game by game because you're doing the fan thing looking way too far ahead.
I'm locked in. I'm going to turn the page after the day.
Don chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. Chris chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. What's Kyle smoking today?
Don Green chimes Bay in. Pack.
Another great Kyle prediction. We will sweep the Bears and the Vikings. Keep your receipts.
Oh, is that a shocking? I don't think that's shocking.
No, it's not shocking, but it's another one of those times where you're just going to keep saying all these things, and if one goes wrong, you're going to be like, it just didn't go our way that day.
Keep the receipt. Mark it. The Packers will sweep the Vikings.
And they're going to win 14 games.
So
you don't want the receipt on that one. The 14 games. You're going to backpedal already.
It's hard for me to save a receipt if he doesn't say it.
The Packers will sweep the Vikings and the Bears this year in the 2025 season.
And their record will be what at the end of the year?
As of right now, 14. They lose to the Commanders, they'll change.
just like, that's not how this works. Tell us what you think.
You have, I got to still see more. Oh, I got to see a little bit more.
But you yell at me when I see I want to see more.
Well, I mean, if they beat the Commanders, they can't care business of the Commanders, and I'm super confident in this football
17
team.
17-0.
I mean, I did predict 17-0 to mess with Jason Will, the Ain't That Right Strofe earlier this year, and he laughed at me. But, I mean, my whole point is this.
I mean, I would just say they are on pace to go 17-0.
They are.
They are on pace.
Rashawn Gary is on pace for what, 23 sacks? 23, 24 and a half sacks?
Yeah.
1.5 times 17? Yeah, we're getting up there.
I'm just saying. But no, in reality, the Green Bay Packers are the favorite in the NFC North, as they should be. And I do believe that this division is over because the Green Bay Packers are going to be able to beat the Chicago Bears. They're going to be able to beat the Vikings. And the Detroit Lions are going to have to play catch up. We're going to be an inverse of what we were last year in the division.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. UKB Nation, as always, 800-990-3776. Listen up, IKEA fans. IKEA is turning 40. 40, baby. And they're giving away presents. Who doesn't like presents? From September 3rd through the 23rd, IKEA is celebrating with a huge gift card giveaway. Every day, three times a day, 40 lucky winners are going to score an IKEA gift card worth anywhere from $5 to $500. That's right. There is $500 that you could potentially win. 120 winners every day at the store. Don't miss your chance to join the celebration and win. Visit your IKEA Oak Creek or IKEA.us for more information. Must be a family member to participate, which is free. One gift card per IKEA family membership during the promotion. Kyle's feeling good about the Packers. He's feeling good about life. He's feeling good about his home life. I'll tell you about that before we get to Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust and more. Packers. Lions reaction, Jaden Daniels. Let's not forget about those Milwaukee Brewers because they're getting lost a little bit with this Micah Parsons hype. And the magic number is dwindling. All that next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Brad.
Kyle.
I know.
Kyle. Listen, Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Miss Polly Side, come on
over. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no Bradley Nortman, taking care of a healthy baby boy that was brought into this world over the weekend.
Baby got a Packers win. Thank you, baby Nortman.
You think the baby will be raised a Packers fan despite Brad playing for the Cardinals, the Panthers, and the Jaguars?
Why don't we not have Kyle answer for Brad confidently?
Did I look at Kyle
when
I asked that question?
No, he didn't. He goes, yes.
What are you talking about? Of course. Brad can't bring that little baby around here thinking I ain't going to say go. Pack, go.
I mean, you can do that, but I think he, as a father, has a way.
Your
to
daughter
say,
will be a Packers fan too.
Will your
what
daughter
are you talking
be a
about?
Packers fan?
Yeah.
It's funny. My fiance was saying "Go Pack, go" to my daughter, and I don't have an NFL allegiance, so I was like,
"Neither does she."
She's a Brewers fan. I've given my wife the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, you're married. That's right.
The St. Louis Blues, because they, you know, her, she's from there.
Yep.
So
hockey, yep.
The hockey's the Blues. The baseball's the Brewers.
Good.
Badgers for basketball. I mean, she went to Marquette. Yeah, she doesn't care that much.
She does.
And yeah, football's TBD.
If she said,
but
she has it going.
But
go,
if
Pat,
she
go.
If she does want to be a Packer fan for as long as other than the state. She can be a Packers fan.
That would
fan.
Make the most sense.
Yeah.
Like, listen, when she come here, case. When she come here, as a matter of fact, I'm going to get her a little cheerleader outfit for Go Pack Go.
Well, that's the thing. With my
I'll go halfsies on
with
that.
With my non-allegiance to the Bears, which is one of the smartest things I've ever decided
she wouldn't
to
be good in that blue and orange. And she's cute and everything, but I don't do it to her.
I'm saying I'm not doing that, and with the St. Louis ties, they hate the Rams,
yeah.
And they
yeah.
don't, like, Michelle Smallman of Unsportsman, like, she didn't have a football team, that if she's growing up in Wisconsin, I know that my wife's family came to a Packer game, and they loved it.
Hold on, real quick. I've noticed that you've almost called her your fiance like three times. Are you having a tough time getting over that hurdle?
I mean, even today, Kyle called his fiance his
That's
girlfriend.
True.
Like,
I
there's
didn't
just a natural.
Damn, what you throwing me in there for?
I did correct you on that. Yeah. I did correct
that
you.
That wasn't no air. That was off air.
Because I do it all the time, too. I still say fiance, but it's
he
wife.
He pointed the finger at
me. You over there. Way to call your fiance girlfriend earlier.
That wasn't on air. No, I just want to make sure both of the babies, any baby born on KBN Nation is going to be a Packers fan.
I'm cool with that, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, they have no choice.
I'm Team Kyle.
It's probably fair. I mean, like, when I heard the Go Pack Go, I was like, it's a good time for her to be born into the Green Bay Packers fandom, right?
go, Pack, go. Ben, it's been like that for 30 plus years.
Nah, I'm saying it's different when you trade for Micah. And it's her first year of sitting down and watching the television.
She sees that number one just flying around.
My 19-month-old daughter saw the impact that Micah Parsons had against Jared Goff of the Lions. She was like, number one.
Your brother's trying to say she's going to be a Bears fan.
He's going to fail. He has six kids. He needs to handle his own kids.
Yeah, why are you trying to scar more children out here by making them Bears fans, JB?
Again, a Bear friend I had yesterday like sent me a picture of him watching like on his TV setup. I was like, why do you torture yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't respond because it's an illness.
Yeah,
it's a sickness.
To go from what that game was the first three quarters and J.J. McCarthy not looking like he needed to be in the NFL to them winning that football, the Bears losing that football game, that had to sting.
I will say my daughter can choose what team she wants, but if it's a sucky team, then I will have influence. And
she'll
it will likely
be
the Green Bay Packers based off the trajectory of how she's growing up right now.
Love that.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line. Now, what's my record? I'm 0-1, right? On the post-marriage?
You are 0-1 as a married man.
Tied. Chef Ed?
Chef Ed tie.
Yeah, Chef Ed tie. Overall this year, in 2025.
No.
Overall this year in 2025, you're 6-22-6.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So will you get to double digits? You're running out of time.
You are running out of time.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Part of me wants to call her number one for Micah. But we'll go call her number 10 for Jordan Love. 800-990-3776 to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? I'm going to let Kyle and Stroh fight over who's going to ask the questions.
Who do you want to ask the questions?
You, because it'll be funny to watch you actually have to work in this segment. So Kyle's going to read the questions, which means he doesn't get a segment off. You get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You're allowed to say skip or pass. If you beat me, you will win a prize pack.
I think that might be a bad idea.
I know, but the bad idea might be a good idea. That's what I'm going
for. Spell
some
of the words phonetically on there now.
It's too late. I printed the sheet already.
Yeah,
I thought I was reading.
Don't help him. I want to see him struggle. Let's go. Caller 10, 800-990-3776. Are you smarter than Ben Brust? In 2 minutes, don't go anywhere.